Mr. Chairman, since my delegation is taking the floor for the first time in this meeting of AMX3, I would like to express our deep appreciation to you for the excellent manner in which you have steered this meeting. I assure you my delegation's full cooperation. My delegation is pleased to participate in this meeting of experts as a state party to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention for the first time, following the ratification of the convention by Nepal in 2016. We appreciate the cooperation and support from the European Union, BWC Implementation Support Unit, UNODA, UNRCPD, and VERTIC in the process. And we'd like to take this opportunity to thank them all for the cooperation. Mr. Chairman, Nepal strongly believes in general and complete disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction, including biological, chemical, and nuclear and radiological weapons in a time-bound manner. Nepal is in favor of universalization and effective implementation of the Convention for greater human welfare. In this regard, strengthening national implementation capabilities, utilization of confidence-building measures for compliance and respecting the obligations of the provisions of the Convention and the utilization of existing mechanisms to avoid non-compliance of the provisions of the Convention assume critical importance. Unprecedented advances in areas like biological science and technology, immunology, virology, toxicology, bacteriology, pathogenicity, and frequent disease outbreaks have added challenges and opportunities in the implementation of the Convention. Dual use of biological products and the risk of falling these products into the wrong hands is another threat in the implementation of the Convention. So our common understanding and collective efforts should be directed to maximizing the opportunity provided by the Convention through well-regulated and controlled mechanism for the welfare and advancement of humankind. This, we believe, will help reduce unnecessary spending in the part of those producers of such weapons and create opportunity to invest such money in the development of economies of countries, including the LDCs. Mr. Chairman, Nepal has recently enacted, in fact, it has come into effect, the National Penal Act, Penal Code, from the 1st of August 2018. This Penal Code has set clear provisions to prohibit any act to develop, produce, purchase, sell, acquire, possess, handover, stockpile, retain, export or import of any type of nuclear chemical or toxin weapons, as well as related investment or management actions. Such acts have been criminalized with severe punishment and penalties. This arrangement, we believe, captures the spirit of the Convention. Nepal's National Authority for Disarmament Affairs, NADA, has been working to ensure full implementation of Biological Weapons Convention as well as to fulfill the commitments Nepal has made in the areas of disarmament. Recently, NADA has initiated consultations with relevant government agencies and stakeholders to discuss about the formation of BWC national legislation, strengthen national capacity building, and the need to prepare confidence building measures. In this regard, we'd appreciate cooperation to enhance understanding of the advancement of science and technological development, dual use of biological products, as well as on the skills and know-how of their implementation, workshops for drafting of legislation, technical assistance for the participation and submission of confidence-building measures, as well as training programs for health professionals, law enforcement agencies, and NADA officials. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reiterate Nepal's commitment to remain constructively engaged with the international community for the effective implementation of Biological Weapons Convention at national as well as international level. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.